This is a CHLY and CVOX News update.
That's the bottom line, is getting kids to be more active. And it's always good when they come to school and they've had some exercise too. It's better for their learning.
Wheels are turning at Brooklyn Elementary as the school's Parent Advisory Council, or PAC, puts plans in motion for a bike bus this spring. A fun, safe, and active way to commute, bike buses are communal rides to and from school, led by a trained adult with students joining along the route. Brooklyn Elementary's PAC is working with the Comox Valley Cycling Coalition, as well as school administration, to get this project rolling. While bike buses are popular in other cities, including Victoria and Vancouver, it is a new concept for the Comox Valley, and one the local cycling coalition is excited to get going. In an emailed statement, the coalition said they have been providing cycling education to all elementary schools in local school district 71 for more than 10 years, and that, quote, helping more kids to ride safely and confidently is one of our most rewarding projects, end quote. Brooklyn Elementary's principal, Mireille Appleby, says the ultimate goal is to help kids get more active, build healthy habits, gain confidence, and get comfortable riding around their neighborhoods in a way that is supported and safe.
So I think the kids can benefit in a lot of ways. And then they get to school and they've had some exercise and they're maybe more able to concentrate or focus on their schoolwork and not feel as wiggly because they've gotten a bit of that out on the way to school.
Appleby says the province-wide Bike to School Week showed promising results last year and could be an indicator of success for the new bike bus project.
Last year we had a bike week and it was amazing to see all the bikes on the bike racks. And so not only were the children getting more exercise and getting to school by bike, but there was a lot less traffic. We have a very congested parking area at pick up and drop off, and it can sometimes be dangerous.
The PAC member who championed the bike bus program, Megan Cowling, believes the community will be in support of the new initiative.
I find with our community that there is such goodwill towards anything to do with kids. There's always people that want to help, and they always want to come together and make things work, and sort of, and especially anything that has to do with accessibility and activity and just community spirit.
She says this could also be an opportunity for more connections between families within the community.
I think, especially with Comox, there are lots of families post-COVID that haven't necessarily gotten a chance to know each other. And so connecting through riding bikes together is a pretty low-pressure way to get to know each other.
The Cycling Coalition says their contribution will be mentoring the parent volunteers who will lead the bike buses, teaching them safe cycling skills to pass along to students. These are skills that children will carry with them throughout their lives as safe and confident cyclists. Principal Appleby says this project is still in planning, but could come to fruition as early as spring.
I think we're hoping to work together to make it happen, and we're in the early stages, but I think, you know, maybe come spring or March or after spring break, we can sort of hit the ground running.
For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.